We're going to talk about Cancer season. We're going to talk about Mercury turning retrograde today. And we're going to talk about Jupiter moving into Leo a little bit later this evening. And last but not least, Mars into Gemini, scooting up to Uranus. We're in some pretty wild times, actually. So we're post solstice, which is a relief. It's fun, the run up for sure. And it's an acknowledged kind of, that feels better. Moving from the Yang Mercury of Gemini into the lunar sign of Cancer, the only sign ruled by the moon. And it's time, you know, in a non-pathological way, just a descriptive way, the zodiac is bipolar, and then it goes from yang to yin to yang to yin endlessly. So whichever archetype moment sign that we're in, it's either going to have an extroverted external expression, either a yang, there's different ways of doing it, but it's going to be yang. It could be different elements. And then there's going to be yin. So we went from yang, now we're in yin. And Cancer season is bracketed by Yang Gemini and Yang Leo, two pretty intensely extroverted signs. So it's important that we really understand the nature of the moon-ruled season and how much we need a timeout. You know, how much in the Northern Hemisphere this does correlate with the kids being out for school. And I suppose in the Southern Hemisphere, it correlates with the winter holidays too. Either way, there's this respite. And the instructions are such that, you know, everybody nurtures themselves in different ways, but that's what we have in common. We all need to do that right now. Otherwise, we're going to get depleted. And we want to have all of our energy for us for Leo season, which is always really super fun. But now we're here in the time of the moon, and we're going to listen to some music that really brings us into the frequency of those feelings. And as such, we're going to kind of cannonball into the deep end with our very first song. And I will quote Victor Anderson, I believe, who said that Cancer is merely Scorpio in a house coat.
Thank you. daughter of a witch. Born mother, sister, slut. I am the divine goddess of the slut. Nurse, sinner, virgin, bitch. I am the virtual daughter of a witch.
Touch me again and I'll cut off your head. There are some things you'll never understand. You do not dance every day with the fear of living in hell lies the hunted the deer.
That was Kiki Rockwell with Burn Your Village. We're going to hear more from her, but she's definitely bringing it. So next up, let's talk a little bit about the fact that Jupiter has been in Cancer for the last year in a state of exaltation. It had some resistance, let's just say, over the last year. So it wasn't quite as spectacular as some Jupiter in Cancers have been, or hopefully will be in the future. It did bring some goodness, but imminently this evening it will be stepping into Leo. And it's always about the relationship, right? So who's he immediately in relationship with? Jupiter and Leo will be opposite Pluto and Aquarius, which will be a mutual application because Pluto is retrograde, heading back towards the earlier degrees of Aquarius. Jupiter entering Leo, the opposite, and moving forward. So we have a very, very strong conversation between the Great Benefic and the Lord of the Underworld in the sign of the Sun, opposite the sign of Saturn, one of the signs of Saturn. And as if this wasn't enough, we now have Chiron at zero Taurus, representing, I believe, humanity, representing us in our tender, the way we were created by God, and how vulnerable we are to this era that wants to change us, that wants to change biology, it wants to change humanity, it wants to merge tech with human animal bodies. We're in danger of that. That is real. Those are plans. And it's very articulated by this T-square. So this next song seems like it just kind of speaks to this.
God, sometimes you just don't come through. God, sometimes you just don't come through. Do you need a woman to get to you? God, sometimes you just don't come through. You may sometimes you just don't come through, baby.
up to you. God, sometimes you just don't come through. Well, tell me you're crazy, maybe then I'll understand.
Come on, I'll tell you what you
need. You got your 99 iron in the backseat, just in case it'll hurt. You've gone south, well, baby, love you. Sometimes you just don't come through, baby. Do you need a woman to look after you? God, sometimes you just don't come through. Do you need a woman to look after you? God, sometimes you just don't come through.
God from Leo Tori Amos. And we're going to roll right into another song from Kiki Rockwell, just kind of giving us the territory of intensity that we're moving into in July.
We are the hymn singer, we are the seed bringer, we are the changing of blood to the harbinger, we are the tale keeper, we are the field reaper. We are the mother, the virgin, the church steeple. We are the Bible sin, we are the sisters grim. We are the faithful, the siren, the war within. I don't care what they say, I pray to God this way. The twigs, the bramble, the boulders, the harvest hay. Judging my river's spot, I don't know what I thought. You cannot sense what I sense, feelings, times of God. You're just a man, I guess, you do not live obsessed. Weaving some meaning, some myth in your body dress.
Thank you. the bloodthread, the harbinger. We are the tailkeeper, we are the field reaper. We are the mother, the virgin, the church steeple. We are the Bible sin, we are the sisters grim. We are the faithful, the siren, the whore within.
Right? Whoops. Yeah, it's like that. So I'm just pulling up the chart actually to look at it. So, okay, when Uranus gets to 4 degrees, which is going to be starting on the 7th, we have this basket pattern. And there's an astrologer from, I think, the 1800s that was named Barbeau. And he was a French astrologer. He was very serious. And he identified this pattern. It's being referred to as Barbeau's basket. And it's, we see, you kind of have to look at it to really understand it, but it's involving the nodes, it's involving Pluto, it's involving Jupiter, it's involving Chiron, it's involving significantly Neptune and Uranus, each at 4 degrees sextiled to each other, and then it's kind of built around that. And Mars is right by Uranus, which is always a massive amplification. That one historically is pretty lit. You can kind of take that one to the bank. Chances are something big is on its way to do with Mars. Like there's some message or communication or movement of things that will be indicated by this. You know, Barbeau interpreted it largely positive, so we have that going for us, but we are really dealing with some very malefic energy in the world right now, and we can't discount that, you know. So I'm picturing this Jupiter in Leo as this just torch held up into the darkness and just saying, no, we will not lay down and let our lives be destroyed by the insertion of this harsh metallic tech and war and all of these things into our lives. Chiron and Taurus, just it's such a strong no, and so is Jupiter and Leo. And so these transits live inside of us. We each have to kind of figure out, you know, what we're willing to stand up for, what our value system is, what our core values are, you know, what we will not abide, essentially, in dude speak. But in the meantime, we're going to take it down a notch and remember that Cancer season actually really is kind of for relaxing too.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. He's a Cancer. And also, those are the vibes. In high school, I loved the movie Platoon. Kind of a questionable movie to love in high school, but I did. And I listened to the soundtrack all the time, and that was on it. So it actually brings back pretty warm, fuzzy feelings. I did rewatch that movie after like 30 years of not seeing it and was truly horrified that it was one of my favorite movies. Hey, Gen X childhoods were different. The next one is an old song, and somebody in it is a Cancer. That's how it ended up here. But it's also pretty much anybody that has prominent Cancer in their chart wants to hear this every once in a while. I'm Coming by Sam and Dave. Next song is the main question for this season.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? We'll be right back.
salvation is near this time. Can you feel it now? So brothers and sisters, shall we know how?
Now tell me,
can you feel it?
Tell me, can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Yeah, yeah. Your step is going down. Open up your mind.
Can you feel it?
All the children of the West be gathering together. One.
Jackson 5, can you feel it? So Cancer's we start with Aries, we start with fire, number one, Taurus, number two, earth, Gemini, air, number three, the fourth archetype, Cancer, is water. So now we have a full set of elements with which to create, and we orient towards the Leo season, which is next, and which is where Jupiter will be imminently. In this way, we are made by God, but we are also empowered to create. We literally can create life in our bodies, and we can create life in other ways too, propagating seeds, animal husbandry, you know, participate in the creation of life. So that's a very Leo way of asking about, can you feel it? It actually reminds me of the chariot card in tarot, which is associated with Cancer, but it's this, like, at least in the deck that I use, this emotional victory. You know, so it's this, like, yin emotional feeling, but when emotions are riding high, then it's pretty exciting, and it ramps up like that. But we need to acknowledge the depth, how much the Cancer season needs us to dive into our own depth and to feel any feelings, to notice if there's anything we've kind of bypassed lately because we were too overwhelmed, or it just felt like maybe it would hurt too much. All those need to be brought back into the fold and felt. You know, the processing of emotions is essentially just feeling. So here's a little vibe. So that's the sound of cardinal water when it doesn't feel safe and is doing a massive protection ritual to get there. And this next song is Once Cancer Does Feel Safe, and that exoskeleton has been effective in creating a boundary where the tender, tender underbelly feels like it can relax. And, you know, that extremely tended, absorbed, like mother and child feeling is what cancer is at its very center. And that's what the song I Feel Like has.
Jug jug ko
Isn't it just like a lullaby? I love it so much. Okay, we're going to move on next with, well, let me just tell you. First we had Slavic Queen by Philip Lakovic, and then the lullaby is called A Days to Say A Days, and it's by a Sikh woman named Snatam Kaur. The next song is a real classic for cancer season.
Child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man. Coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. He walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is the bar of the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
It's a full moon in Capricorn today, right now. And that means the sun is in Cancer, the moon is in Capricorn. And this is the axis of emotional maturity, or the axis of family. And that song really nails the Cancer Capricorn axis. And now we are going to take care of business.
We thank Mac Daddy Repairs for their ongoing support. They're a West County computer and phone repair center featuring on-site and remote support. They're located at 301 North Main Street in Sebastopol and can be reached by email at support@macdaddyrepairs.com or by phone at 707-861-9403.
Support for Cows Community Radio comes from Kathleen Carney of Nexa Lending, located in Cotati, providing reverse mortgage education and lending services for homeowners 62 and older throughout Northern California. You can reach Kathleen at 415-465-3443 and learn more about her services at northbayreverse.com.
All right. The next song is by a Cancer, Suzanne Vega, but it's definitely tapping into the Jupiter and Leo, the circus and the monkeys that are just about to be on deck.
I stand in a white flat land, no shadow or shade of a doubt, where the megaphone man met the girl with her hand that's covering most of her mouth. Fall in love with a bright idea and the way a world is revealed to you. Fat man and dancing girl, and most of the show is concealed from view. Monkey in the middle, keep singing that tune. I don't wanna hear it, get rid of it soon. MC on the stage tonight is a man named Billy Pearl. He's the international fun boy and he knows the worth of a beautiful girl. Stand up tight, rock will never dream that before. Monkey in the middle keeps doing that trick. It's making me nervous. Get rid of it quick.
The monkey in the middle is Chiron, by the way.
I stand in a white flat land, no shadow or shade of a doubt, where the megaphone man met the girl with her hand that's covering most of her mouth. Does she tell the truth? Does she hide the lie? Does she say it so no one can know? Batman and the dancing girl, and it's all part of the show, you know? In the middle keeps doing that trick. It's making me nervous. Get rid of it quick.
All right. Next, we're going to listen to something featuring Chiron and Taurus. It's written by a Taurus, and he was in probably a pretty Chironic moment when he wrote this song.
Something in me darkens.
Peter Gabriel, Digging in the Dirt, with that Pluto on his ascendant, natally, that is. Next song is called Agni Parthene, and it's more of this, I don't know, it kind of feels like the Ave Maria category of beautiful, haunting songs that are honoring the divine feminine.
Agni Parthene Despina Agrandete Otoke
Nymphia Nymphete
Parthene Mitiranasa Panendros Ete Poke
Nymphia Nymphete
Ipsilote
Agni Parthena, such a beautiful song. We're winding down now. I just wanted to tell you that you have been listening to Bellatrix Beats, and I'm your host, Petra Tauchert. I'm a consulting astrologer. I live locally in West County. I teach and I write weekly forecasts on Substack, and you can find me at PetraTauchertAstrology.com. And we're going to go out today on one of my favorite composers ever, George Winston. This is a song called Tamarack Pines, and I'm going to play it, but I'm going to scoot it forward a little bit just so we can listen to my favorite part before the show is done.